Ryan Rhodes' Wildest of the Wild West about Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Las Vegas is about an hour from Santa Fe. It's a beautiful town. It's a very Midwestern-looking town for New Mexico. It's right on the border of the mountains and the plains, so we've got both.
Jim Tur is a singer, songwriter, and narrator of the Wildest of the Wild West audiobook. A lot of big names came through his hometown.
The Outlaws, the Hooligans, who were famous from Dodge City and elsewhere, Doc Holliday and all them, came here because now this was the big boom town.
And more.
Billy the Kid, he was in and out of here. Jesse James, although he was here more as a tourist.
Then there was the death of a salesman.
This was a salesman from the East who was used to having things his own way, and he was staying here at a hotel, and he kept insisting on eggs, fried eggs, whenever he had a meal. They kept telling him that, if he wanted eggs, he was welcome to eggs if he'd show up at breakfast time, but he kept wanting them at other times. He got into a big dispute with the head waiter there, and ended up with a murder.
Regarding one judge,
Abraham Lincoln was old friends with a guy who was named Judge Benedict, who was the New Mexico Supreme Court justice. But this judge was really a tremendous character, to put it mildly, and a big drunk, I guess. And they tried to get rid of him, but Abraham Lincoln nixed it. He said that Judge Benedict drunk knows more than all the other judges in New Mexico sober, so he would not disturb him.
He should have ruled in the fried egg case to make it the Eggs Benedict ruling. Here's a sentencing from that same judge.
And the court was about to add, Jesus Maria Martinez, may God grant mercy on your soul. But the court will not assume the responsibility of asking an all-wise providence to do that which a jury of your peers has refused to do. The Lord will not have mercy on your soul.
More in our next report tomorrow at this time. The Offbeat. I'm Jim Bohannon.